Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hello, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ed. How are you?
I'm very good, actually. I had a good run. I'm just very busy weeks. I was in Amsterdam at an IoT conference. Then we had GeoMob Berlin, which we're going to recap here in a bit. And then finally, I went and spoke at the GeoIT event, also in Berlin. So I cannot complain.
Good.
Let's dive in, though, Stephen, first with what's new at Mapperry. What do you got?
So I just pulled up the homepage, and on the homepage, we always have nine images for linking to nine different posts. And right. This morning, eight of those nine images are from our friend Ryan de Storm, who is a Dutch guy. I'm not sure if he still works in academic cartography or not, but on his travels, he was traveling around France, and he just sent a whole series of images. And the one I'm looking at particularly is he went to the Jules Verne Library and around the world in 80 days. And on the floor of this library is this colossal world map showing the route that the fictional character takes. And I mean, it's just a great example of the sort of thing that that we post. And particularly, Rinder has a fantastic eye. Wherever he goes, he spots stuff. You know, other people sort of, they wonder what on earth is a map in the wild. And Rinder just gets it. You know, I mean, we've got a map of wine producers in France. We've got...
Well, Stephen, maybe just to help the listener, what is a map in the wild? What kind of contributions do you want? New listeners, perhaps.
So they're maps that are not just a printed map hanging on the wall. There might be a map that's decorating furniture. There might be a map that's on the side of a building. There might be something really quirky. Like one of Rinder's recent posts was a little poster advertising a tourist hotel. And it's a backpacker's hotel, and the backpacker has got a globe on his back where normally he'd be carrying a backpack. So it's sort of humorous. It's interesting. You know, if you walk around cities, you see these things all the time. I mean, one that we had recently, which is a bit of a favorite of mine, was I was away a few weeks ago with the family, and Toby, my youngest, was with. And he lives in Portugal, and we were having a conversation that sort of wandered into sort of basic geography. Where's this? Where's that? So Toby took an empty plate, and he took some olive pips and a bit of mayonnaise or something, and he drew a map on the plate to illustrate where these various things were and where he lived and where other people were. And it was just like, and when he'd finished it, I looked at it and I thought, well, that's a map in the wild. So I snapped a picture of it and posted it on the site.
Very nice. Congrats to Toby. I didn't realize he had such cartographic skills. So
if you look at the post, you might not think that he has cartographic skills, but it was the basic things, you know, Porto is north of Lisbon sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, listeners. Yeah. Get submitting, please.
Yeah. So if you want to send us a map in the wild, you can send it to maps@mapperry.org, or you can hashtag maps in the wild on Mastodon or Blue Sky, and we'll find it.
Very nice. Okay.
So cool. you've been all over the place this week.
I went to Amsterdam, where I participated in the Things Conference, which is one of Europe's largest Internet of Things events. And this was pretty interesting, actually, because I you know, all kinds of people with all kinds of tracking devices and things of that nature. And it was my pleasure to give a talk about geocoding and about OpenCage and about some of the work we do with many different IoT customers. So if anyone's interested in that, the videos have been published. I have to say it was a very, very well organized conference, like in terms of getting very good, clear speaker guidelines, very good organization. They've very quickly turned around all the videos and stuff. So if anyone is interested, we'll post the video in the show notes. But also, if you're at all into the Internet of Things, I do. You could check out their entire YouTube channel, and they have all the talks and stuff. So very well done. Some interesting things, Stephen, about, you know, I saw a startup with cattle tags, you know, the tags they put in the ears of cattle so that you can track your cattle as they roam across the mountains and stuff. The other thing that was really quite interesting is there was a startup there, and they create these kind of solar panels. I'm not doing a good job of describing it because it's not actually a panel. It can be a kind of on any surface, and it absorbs, it generates, it captures the energy from any kind of ambient light. And the result is, for some of these low power devices, basically they don't ever need to be recharged. They'll be able to, you know, as long as it's getting some minimal amount of light, they're going to be able to be powered for decades. So that was pretty interesting, actually.
I've got a watch like that. Got a watch which is, I mean, it's not a very expensive watch. But the
difference is, Stephen, your watch obviously is doing calculations locally on the watch, but it's not transmitting, right?
It's not transmitting.
And typically, transmitting and receiving typically has been, you know, consumes energy quite significantly, depending on. But the idea here is that basically you can, you know, transmit and receive, you know, receive a cellular signal and transmit the location back out basically indefinitely. So
that's a game changer, isn't it?
That is a game changer, right? Actually, because it basically means the cost effectiveness of tracking things gets ever more efficient. So soon we'll be probably in the case. I mean, basically anything that costs over $100 or whatever will be tracked, I think. So, and obviously the logical conclusion of that, Stephen, is the world is going to need a lot more geocoding. So we're gearing up. So, but it was very interesting. It was good. And I did see Christian of Terragence, a London geomobster there, a London geomob regular. And I was able to convince him to speak at Geomob London in January, I hope. So, anyway, good event. I then took the night train back to Berlin. And that very next evening was Geomob Berlin. So, great event. We very good turnout. I have to say, Berlin now at this point is the equal of Geomob London in terms of number of people, you know, kind of the spectrum of different people, interesting talks. We had five very good talks. We phenomenal mood at the bar afterwards. Lots of people laughing, joking, making connections. So, congrats to everyone. Big thanks to our hosts, Better Mile, and to the sponsors, and to everyone for attending and the speakers. It was really good. And we've already set the date for the next Berlin event. It's going to be November 19th. So if anyone wants to come along, please do.
That's soon. That's only two months,
but we already have three speakers, and I'm waiting to hear back from another one. So
it feels inevitable. Because, like, don't get offended when I say Berlin is probably the second tech city in Europe.
After Paris, you mean?
Yes, of course. But, you know, I mean, Berlin has been the hot tech city in mainland Europe for a number of years now, and lots of people moving there from all over the world to start up their businesses there. And so it seems inevitable that at some stage we'd get to the tipping point and the thing would really take off. And it's great to hear it.
Yeah, the other thing we have in Berlin is there are quite a few very good universities. So I think there are five or six major universities in the greater Berlin area. We had One of the most interesting talks was a woman from the University of Potsdam, or from an institute that's located in Potsdam, the kind of Arctic Research Institute. And she was talking about, you know, some of the, how they do the Earth observation to measure things in the Arctic. Very interesting. Anyway, great event. Thank you everyone for coming. I won't go through all the talks, but they are, of course, on Mastodon. We have a summary thread. And then a few days later, I attended the GOIT event. I spoke at the GOIT event, which is kind of restarting after a bit of a hiatus. Also a good event. It was kind of at a smaller technical school. And good turnout, interesting talks, interesting people. So hopefully I was able to convince many of them. A lot of students, obviously. And I was hopefully able to convince some of them to go along to GeoMob and get involved with the GeoMob community as well. So
I'll give a shout out for PhosphorG UK.
Oh, right. I've seen it online. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, as we're recording, I think it finished yesterday, but by the time this actually publishes, it'll be a couple of weeks ago, which is the first time for about 5 years that we've had a big face-to-face PhosphorG open source conference in the UK. And obviously everyone listening to this missed the conference because it's in the past, but the message is, if you're in the UK and you're into open source, you really ought to be tracking what OSGeo UK does and make sure that you get to the next one, which will be probably next year, I imagine.
I saw lots of pictures online, lots of people commenting, including of course, our fellow co-host, Alistair. Was there.
Yeah, Alistair was there. And lots of geomobbers.
Right. Stephen, I should also note, yes, of course, the UK geo scene is thriving, because last week there was also a geomob Edinburgh, which looked like it was quite well attended. Very interesting. And that, of course, leads us to, we are only, I guess we're less than 3 weeks away now from GeoMob London, back at GeoVation. So October 22nd, for anyone listening who wants to come along, we have a lot of signups already, I have to say. I checked the list yesterday, and a lot of people are signed up, which is not surprising because we have a lot of good talks. So,
yep. It also happens to be just a couple of days before my birthday. So,
well, we'll celebrate then.
If you come to GeoMob London and you tap me on the shoulder, you can wish me happy birthday.
I will buy you a beer, Stephen.
That's very kind of you. And I'll buy you one back.
All right. Very nice. Yes, it should be a fun night. I think June was the last London event. So it's been a couple of months. So it's this time we get together again. So very good.
Great.
What else can I announce? I should also announce, frankly, the schedule is filling up because then in November, as I mentioned, we have Berlin. The day before GeoMob Berlin, there's going to be another GeoMob Belgium in Antwerp this time. Then we have another GeoMob Edinburgh, I believe at towards the end of November. And then in early December is going to be another GeoMob Netherlands back in Utrecht, which I can recommend. The one time I went, it was great. And then for 2026, already GeoMob London is in the calendar at the end of January. So
it's fantastic. So
sign up. And some of the events still need speakers. Some of the events are already full. But please, we always need speakers. So please, everyone, you know, everyone listening has some project or story or, a passion or whatever it is to share. So please do. So make 2026 the year that you speak at a GeoMob.
And do you know, we must have had nearly 20 events in 2025, or maybe
we've had a lot. We've had a lot. I mean, this is, Stephen, I should mention, at GeoMob Berlin, there were two separate people there who are thinking about starting GeoMob in other cities in Germany. We hopefully are going to have a GeoMob in Cologne coming up. And then there was also a guy who wants to do Hamburg. So I've had several people ask me about Hamburg. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening in Hamburg. particularly around logistics and things like that. So yes, we need someone to take the initiative and be the local organizer. Let's go.
So I just did a quick count, and I might not be precise, but I make it 22 events in 2025.
Well done. We have to thank the sponsors who have made it possible, the venues and the local organizers.
Yeah, but I mean, this really is a move. You know, I mean, it's moving now. You know, 22 events in 25. We've already got the first one in for 26. We've got potentially two new cities coming on board. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah. I did want to talk about one thing, Stephen, actually, while we're at it. One of the reasons I think there's a lot of attendance at these events, in the last weeks, I feel like I've been contacted more and more by people, just, you know, people contacting me individually, people from the GeoMob community looking for jobs. You know, right. So I don't know if this is, I don't know if we're starting to see the impacts of the tariffs from the US or what, or, you know, just general economic malaise or what, but I really feel like, you know, people are more and more, you know, looking for something new, either because they want to or because they have to. So I don't know, I've been trying to think about how we can better help there.
Well,
in some way, being a connector between people who are offering positions or yeah. people who are seeking positions. Or
I mean, certainly, if people wanted to contact us with opportunities, jobs, we could have a very short section of the program of the podcast where we give out the details of jobs or something like that.
Yeah.
The problem is that by the time we receive a job and the podcast actually publishes, there's usually a 2 or 3 week gap between those. So
right.
It's not ideal.
Well, I think the social media accounts are better designed for that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If people contact us, obviously we can then send it out via Mastodon, LinkedIn, things like that. I don't know. I just want to... I just wanted to discuss this and recognize it. And of course... offer support to anyone out there who is looking. You know, obviously we want the community to be thriving. So if we can help in some way, let us know. So.
And that applies both to people looking for jobs and the people looking for people.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but Stephen, speaking of new jobs, we have some exciting news. Indeed, soon.
A new hire for the GeoMob podcast.
Yes, unfortunately, the salary is minimal, but the benefits are significant. So, yes, we have a new host coming soon.
Coming very soon.
I think the week after this episode will be the first episode with a brand new host, someone who took us up on our offer to get involved. So I'm excited,
and it's a great episode.
All right. Well, we're not gonna tease it any further. We don't want to reveal anything beyond.
No, but it adds a new dimension to the range of topics that we'll be covering in the GeoMob podcasts.
You did the episode. I did not. So I'm looking forward to listening to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So listen out, listeners, because you're going to have a new host. And it also means, and I think this is really important, you know, we've been doing this for 6 years now, Ed, right?
Five and a half, Steve, but who's counting?
All right, five and a half. And, you know, there are times when it can get stressful, you know, when you haven't got an episode in the can ready for the next week and all of that. And by having more co-hosts with us, that load is shared. And all of a sudden, it becomes so much easier to just keep the thing going and to make it sustainable.
Not just that, but of course, we get, you know, as you mentioned, new perspective. People bring different experiences and backgrounds. And, you know, I just, like, even just last year, adding Alistair on Earth observation, I've learned a lot. That's not a topic that's in any way my field of expertise. So it's been great. So I did want to recognize one other new job, though, Stephen. Our dear friend Ed Parsons has had a big announcement. This is great. So Ed Parsons, who was recently on the podcast and is, of course, a GeoMob sponsor, has joined forces with another GeoMob sponsor, the OGC. And what he's is the exact title now?
He's now the chair of the board.
Yes.
He's the new chair of the board of the Open Geospatial Consortium.
You know what's so shocking about this, Stephen, is that they only met because they're both GeoMob sponsors.
Not quite. Ed's been on the board of OGC, I think, for quite a long time. He's been very active in that standards movement and stuff like that for a long time. But it's great. And he's already agreed to come on the podcast to talk to me about it.
Oh, that is good. Actually, at the next GeoMob London, though, we will be having a talk from the OGC. So so there's that to look forward to as well. So very good.
Congratulations to Ed Parsons. We're delighted that you finally found a job.
Yes, frankly, I was worried whether he would be able to cover the sponsorship next year. So it's good that that's taken care of. Anything else to report, Stephen? Any other topics?
I don't think so. I've been preoccupied with family and stuff the last few weeks, so I haven't been tracking Geo News very much, but I don't think there's anything major to talk about.
I've been busy conferencing, so I also haven't really been keeping my finger on the pulse. I don't know, you know, it feels like if summer is over, things are moving again, lots of people to see and talk with, and we're going to keep it going until the end of the year. So,
yep. Well, we've got 5 GeoMobs between now and the end of the year.
I am hopeful. I don't know, maybe in a week or so I'll have clarity that we might get another GeoMob Barcelona in there as well. Okay. I'm working on it. So let's see.
Fantastic. All right. What's happening at OpenCage? Anything exciting?
Well, as I said, I've been at these conferences. In that regard, for those who could not attend one of these conferences, in early November, we are going to be doing a, you may recall our friend Muthu from Geo Awesomeness.
Yeah.
They have been doing a series of webinars with different geospatial brands over the, you know, they do about 1 a month, 2 a month maybe. And so we're going to be doing one of those with them, with their community. That's going to be coming up in early November. I think on the 5th, I'll make sure I get the date and the exact date in the show notes. But, so we're gearing up for that. Other than that, no, it's kind of business as usual right now. No major new product, product announcements. One announcement we just had yesterday. We are sponsoring a project in Brazil from the local OpenStreetMap community in Brazil. They're making a big push to try to map the roads in some kind of smaller regional cities. That being said, these cities are not particularly small, but you know, it's not Sao Paulo and not Rio de Janeiro, but like kind of the second tier cities. And it seems the community is making a real push to try to get these on the map, also using government data that they're allowed to use to try to corroborate things. So we're excited to support that effort. We had a big blog post about it yesterday. So yeah, we're fortunate to have quite a few Brazilian customers. So glad we could help out there a little. So,
and it's nice to be able to run a company and support the things that you think are important.
It is, actually. It is. It is enjoyable. It's a little unfortunate when sometimes we have to say no to some opportunities, though. We get asked quite a lot by conferences to sponsor the conference. But we kind of have a policy now that we only sponsor conferences that a member of the team is going to attend, so that someone is there to represent us, rather than just kind of our logo on a web page or something like that. So... and frankly, we just have to do that just because otherwise there'd be too many. So,
yeah. However much budget you've got, you're going to have to ration it.
Exactly. So anyway, that's what we've been up to.
And GeoMob is top of your list.
GeoMob is top of our list, of course. But you know, there are, obviously we try to do our best to sponsor other OpenStreetMap events and things like that. So,
okay.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there. I guess we'll be back in a few weeks after GeoMob London to summarize. So, and everyone stay tuned for the new host next week.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. We hope to see you at an event soon.